Hi, I'm Hallie.
And I'm Zoe.
We're from Gilkey International Middle School.
And you're listening to KBOO Portland.
Joanne Bowman interviews a group of middle school students from Project SOAR. They create a peace project to benefit orphans in Rwanda by providing them with an opportunity for education. They have been invited to present the project to 12 Nobel Prize winners later this year.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Gazelle Natural Fiber Clothing, hosting its 22nd anniversary celebration, and the grand opening of Gazelle Full Circle Resale, also featuring 100% natural fiber clothing for women and men. Both events run June 16th through June 25th. Gazelle and Full Circle Resale are both located on the corner of Northeast 41st and Fremont. Information at 503-288-3422.
Good morning, good morning. I'm Joanne Bowman, and I am here this morning to talk to a phenomenal group of young people. They have a project called Project SOAR, Students Overcoming Adversity in Rwanda. I have three fabulous young people that you all will want to claim as your own after you have listened to them talk. I have Lucy Whips. I have Samantha Goon. I have Steve Walker. Please, welcome all of you to the studio this morning. How are you?
Good.
Okay. I'm so glad that you're using words because, you know, some people think that when you talk on a radio, you can just, like, go, you know, do symbols, and you think the listening audience actually knows that you're saying, yeah, I'm good. And so let's jump right into this because we don't have a whole lot of time. So all of you are middle school students, right? All eighth graders?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you actually saw a movie last year, or was it earlier this year?
It was last year.
Last year. You saw a movie last year that actually changed your perspective on the world, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you, who would like to start off telling us what you saw and what, and they're all pointing to Steve. Okay, Steve's the man. Steve, tell us, what happened? What movie did you see, and what did that make you want to do?
Okay, well, last year I saw the movie Hotel Rwanda, and that made me, it just, all the horrible things that went on that movie, I couldn't believe what happened.
Uh-huh.
Like, how could someone look someone in the eye and kill them?
Right.
So I thought, how could I help that? How? Uh-huh. What could I do to prevent that from happening here?
Uh-huh.
And what does stop it from happening here?
Right.
And so I was talking to my mom, and she was talking to some of her friends, and she heard of this project called Peace Jam.
Right.
And, you know, we really wanted to go to Peace Jam because it sounded fun, so we thought, well, and you have to have a project,
right?
You have to have a peace project. So
right.
So we were thinking, what could our peace project be? And
right.
That's when I looked back and thought, we could do something with Rwanda. And, you know, then we got Sammy and Lucy, and it just kind of flared up from there.
Wow. Okay. So you saw this movie and decided you could do something. What gave you the strength to think that you, a kid, could actually do something to impact a huge national, international crisis like Rwanda?
Well, anyone can do something. It doesn't take, you know, an adult to do something. You can just send the money and they'll take it. It's not like they're going to refuse it because you're a kid.
So, Sammy, tell me, how did Steve convince you that this was something you wanted to be involved in? Or did you need any convincing?
Well, I knew that, well, he actually told me that there are half a million orphans in Rwanda.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe that. So, basically, that's what got me started.
Mm-hmm. And, Lucy, what about you? What was the spark that made you decide this was something you wanted to participate in?
Well, yeah, I just heard that she was going to do that,
right.
And, like, if I wanted to do it, I could.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, then when I heard, and I remember the movie, mm-hmm. and then when I heard all the facts about
right.
Rwanda,
mm-hmm.
it was just like, wow, I really should do this.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stephen, we were talking a little bit earlier. You were talking about, I was just amazed at how your mind works. Because when you and I were talking earlier, you were talking about, well, if the kids in Rwanda get an education, then they're going to be better informed, they're going to make better decisions, they're going to pick a better government. You made that connection like that. How did you make that connection so quickly?
Well, I mean, it took a long time. It didn't just, you know, come to me, but...
Well, you're 13. Come on, how long did it take?
I mean, I got facts from my mom
right.
and other things like that, but
mm-hmm.
eventually it's just like, well, you know, maybe... That would help.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know, I want to tell you, I am just so impressed with you, all of you, because clearly this is a international crisis that was taking place in Rwanda. Mm-hmm. Clearly, there are many, many governments and individuals that could have stepped up long before the movie came out, Hotel Rwanda. And you guys are just phenomenal, because I'd like to see, you know, everybody, when they see an outrage or an injustice, just jump up and decide, how do I do this? What can I do to be involved? So you're going to have a benefit coming up.
Yes. Yeah.
Who'd like to tell me about the benefit?
I can, I guess.
Okay, come on, Lucy. Tell me about the benefit, Lucy.
Oh, well, it's this Saturday,
okay.
June 10th at 6 to 9,
uh-huh.
and the doors open at 5:30, and it's Officers Row at the Grant House.
Mm-hmm. And that's in Vancouver, Washington, right? Excellent.
Yeah. And Wilcoca
yeah, we
and
got
another
this.
Group, Soundspell, are going to be playing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also going to be presenting some stuff about Rwanda.
Okay. So, is there an admission charge, or you're just taking donations, or what's the process?
Yeah, there's, is it 10? Dollars
mm-hmm.
to get in, and then we'll also take more donations
mm-hmm.
if they want.
Wonderful. Oh, yeah, I'm sure they'll yeah. want to, yes.
And also, if you want, you can have a dinner mm-hmm. for $5, and that'll be sandwiches, I think.
Oh, cool.
And some other stuff.
So other ways. And I think, Sam, you want to talk about school supplies? I think I heard you guys talking about your goal is to raise money so that kids can go to school, but you're also looking at getting some school supplies as well?
Yeah, not this year, but next year we're
mm-hmm.
planning to take it farther and raise money to get school supplies
mm-hmm.
and hopefully go to Rwanda
mm-hmm.
and see what the effect it has.
Mm-hmm. So wonderful. So as your part in making sure that this international tragedy is addressed, you're starting off with this benefit concert that you're encouraging everybody to come to, I'm assuming, because you're all like 13-ish, that it's an all-age kind of concert, so people can bring their kids and their
yeah.
grandparents and their neighbors, and so
yeah.
you're just hoping that people just bring groups of folks and come and participate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Wonderful. I love the fact that you're already thinking about next year and the year after that and the year after that. So you have decided that clearly this is not a situation that's going to be solved immediately.
No.
And you see yourself playing an active role in working on this issue at least next year and maybe the year after that.
Yeah.
I just think you guys are just phenomenal. I want to take you all home. I want to keep you. let's see. So how have students in your school responded to you developing this project and deciding to take this issue on? What's been the feedback from your peer groups?
They like it. They actually want to join it next year.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we presented some stuff to tell them about the concert, and everybody just seemed to like it.
Cool. So you're getting a lot of support in the school. I know we got a proud mama sitting in the audience, you know, and she's like popping buttons all over the place here. And it's really, really wonderful to know that you're getting the kind of community support and family support to do this project. What are you guys going to do when you get out of school?
Hopefully.
What's your career goal? Yeah.
Hopefully just plan for the next round and plan our trip there and stuff
right.
like that.
All right. So actually, I was thinking like, you know, you're like 13, so you got like 5 years before you're graduating high school. I'm actually thinking what you're going to do. I'm hoping I can retire soon. So I just wanted to make sure that if one of you were looking for a community organizer position, you tell me so, you know, I could start getting my retirement plans in place. I'm pretty sure that most people don't understand really the devastation that happened in Rwanda. And so I'm going to give each of you an opportunity to tell me one fact that you think the general public really needs to know about what's been going on since 1994. And let's see, who wants to start? Sammy, you want to start?
Okay. In 1994, there was a genocide in Rwanda, and it killed about 1 million people in 100 days.
Wow.
And that left many children orphaned and young kids as young as 9 being the heads of their households.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sammy. Lucy.
Yeah, and because so many people were killed and there were a lot of rapes committed, which brought on like HIV and AIDS, there are now 500,000 orphans, which is the highest in any country,
right?
Of any size. And they also,
Okay, excellent. Steve?
Well, the reason we decided to raise money for kids to go to school is because people in Rwanda normally make $230 a year. And as every American knows, that's not much. So, and school tuitions cost $300. So that's why a lot of kids aren't able to go to school. So we just thought it was important that, you know, it's not right, it's not fair that we get to sit here in our fancy cars and limousines and while they don't even know what a limousine is.
Exactly. And, you know, it's just hard to even put your mind around making $230 a year. And then the price of tuition is $300 a year. So clearly, most families, even if they have a minimum amount of income, there's no way they can actually afford to educate their kids.
Yeah.
Most celebrities here make spend $230 a day.
Yes, so. Exactly. So, and of course, you know, our state school funding, I think now we're right around like $3,200 a year that we spend if you were actually paying tuition, and we are because we're paying taxes, right? So we pay about $3,200 a year. So in contrast, that seems significant. And you guys zeroed right in on the education piece, right? And is it because, you know, you're 13 years old, you're in eighth grade, and, you know, school is, you know, a major part of your life? Is that why you thought that that would be the piece that you could have the most impact on?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. But also, like Steve was saying before, if people now aren't educated, then it'll just be this whole cycle of death.
And so you guys consider yourself peace activists, yes?
Sure.
I never really thought
you're looking
like
at
that.
Me like, oh, well. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate that confirmation. Sure. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Like, I don't know if people that do the right thing should be peace activists because, you know, everyone should do the right thing, so...
Oh yeah, I'm gonna keep Steve. I'm gonna take him around with me. So when I'm talking to adults, I'm gonna say, hey, you need to check out Steve, okay? So we're gonna take a short break right now, but we're not actually going anywhere because we're gonna have Will Coker.
Coca?
Coca. Okay. Well, Coca is going to sing a song, so he's going to give you a little taste, kind of what you can expect. Is that tonight? Friday night? Saturday night?
Tomorrow night.
Saturday night. So he's going to give you a little taste, get you all warmed up and ready to go for that activity. And so just keep your listening ears on, and we'll hear from Steve. Oh, I'm sorry, not Steve. Who am I? Will.
Sorry.
Into the place where I was, and I guess where I've always been. This little place that's set aside in my head for when my mother said, what is yours won't go away, all your fears fade away. Memories, baby, I never should have left this place. Memories, baby. Man, it's good to be back. But it's good to be back home. All my dreams came true and everyone was there. Oh yeah, I can't complain. A little place that's set aside in my head for when my mother said, what is yours won't go away, and all your fears will fade away. Memories, baby, I never should have left this place. Yeah, yeah. Memories, baby. Man, it's good to be back. But it's good to be back home. It's good to be back home, no, 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 yeah. A little place, yeah, yeah. A little place, yeah. A little place, yeah. But when my mother said, what is yours won't go away, all your fears will fade away. Memories, baby, I never should have left this place. Yeah, yeah. Memories, baby. Man, it's good to be back. But it's good, it's good, it's good, yeah. Memories, baby. I never should have left this place. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Memories, baby. Man, it's good to be back. But it's good to be back home. Good to be back home. It's good to be back home. It's good to be back home.
Wow, that was pretty awesome. Boy, you got skills. So if that didn't entice you, if you weren't already absolutely committed to be at Grant House on Officers Row in Vancouver, Washington on Saturday evening at 6 p.m., if you weren't already convinced by listening to these incredible young people, then definitely listening to Will definitely gave you the spark to want to get up and get over to Vancouver, Washington, and participate in this absolutely wonderful event. I got to tell you, I'm going to be there. I'm hoping that the listening audience will have listened to you young people and listened to Will and said, I can't think of anything more valuable for me to do Saturday evening than to be there supporting your efforts. And I want to also say that, you know, you guys are setting a wonderful model for us old folks, because, you know, many times adults decide that they can't do anything. The problem is too big. I can't do anything. And so how could you sit in a room with 13, 14-year-olds who are doing their part and not be inspired? So you guys are just pretty awesome. Yes, I'm in love. I've just adopted 3 kids and hope my husband is okay with that. And so you want to do this again next year, and you want to do it next year bigger. What are you expecting as the audience? You want to raise $3,000 this year, which doesn't sound like a lot of money, right? And that's a very achievable goal. So you're going to build on that. So you're going to, and the goal is, are you going to follow the same 10 kids, or your goal is to, are you attached to an organization in Rwanda that's actually going to identify the kids that are going to receive this funding? How's that going to work?
Well, we're hoping that this year we're going to stay at SAFE, but over the continuous years, we don't know if we're going to stay with the same children or not, but mm-hmm. we just hope to raise as much money and right. hopefully more right. and just keep going with it and send as many kids as possible to school. And
yeah, you know. Maybe we will be able to stay with the same kids, but also get some new ones
uh-huh.
each year
mm-hmm.
if we keep on getting bigger.
Right.
Yeah, we want to try to get some, like, well, never. I don't know.
Well, no, I mean,
just make it bigger.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we'll start a lot earlier
uh-huh.
so that we can, because this is kind of late.
Uh-huh. So you guys put this together pretty quick?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But it's fabulous. I mean, you've done an excellent job. So you made sure to have good music, because, you know, people are all about good music, right? And you've got some wonderful musicians that are supporting this effort. Sounds like you've done a great job of getting the students in your school and the broader community excited and supporting this effort. Sammy, what did you want to say?
About a month ago, we presented this to Nobel Peace Prize recipient Rigoberta Menchú Tum.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been invited to present again in front of 12 Nobel Peace Prize recipients, including the Archbishop Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama.
Oh, wow. Can I go with you guys? Wow, that's fabulous. So they were impressed with your project. So clearly, the more you talk to people about it, you're going to be so amazed how quickly this project grows. Because it's going to grow because people are going to hear what you're doing, and people are going to feel really guilty. You know, if at 13 I can figure out how to make a difference, why at, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but why at older ages aren't people figuring out what their role is? I wanted to go back to something that Steve said earlier, because Steve looked surprised when I said, so you guys are peace activists. And I want to go back and have that conversation, because you just see yourselves as people that are part of a world, and you want to do something to make it better, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really, that's kind of pretty spectacular. So, Lucy, what I don't want to put a label on you, because I realized when I said that you guys were like, you know, what is that woman talking about, right? but what do you see your role as in the world?
Well, I've never really thought about
mm-hmm.
what this would, like, make us or anything.
Right.
Just Lucy.
Well, Lucy, I got to tell you, you're more than just Lucy. Let me tell you that. I'll be the first to admit that. But so you just see this as just something that you need to do because it's the right thing to do.
I don't think there should be, like, any special label for this, because mm-hmm. I think, like, everybody could do this.
Mm-hmm.
We just chose to actually do it.
So why do you think more people don't?
I don't know.
What do you think, Sammy? Why do you think young people... Well, I'm not just going to say young people. Why do you think people are just kind of not doing more?
I think people, not everybody, but most people just care about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And our country, they don't really think about other places like Rwanda, mm-hmm. so it doesn't come to their mind.
Mm-hmm. Steve, you agree with that?
Well, I think that a lot of people, I agree with what Sammy said, but they care about themselves, but I think a lot of people don't know mm-hmm. what's going on in the world. They don't. You know, they're so secluded to the terrible things that are happening here mm-hmm. that they don't know that people in other countries are, horrible things are happening, so
right.
they don't know.
Right. I think all three of you are absolutely right. And I think one thing is a lot of people feel overwhelmed, right? There's so many things going on every single day
yeah.
that people just are so overwhelmed that they don't see that they can actually do something, you know. And what most people don't understand is whatever you do is more than doing nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys have figured that out right away. And so we've just got a few minutes left. I want to make sure that each of you have an opportunity to provide some closing comments. And so, Lucy, what would you like people to walk away from listening to this program to know absolutely about your project?
Well, that we have a concert tomorrow. That you should all come to.
Good answer, Lucy. All right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. How about you, Sammy? What's the one thing that you want to make sure that people walk away from this program with?
Well, I want personally everyone that hears this to get involved and help out because it's very important.
Yes, it is. And Steve, last but not least, what would be the lasting comment that you want people to walk away with today?
Well, I want people to know that being born into a wealthy, you know, good, clean, healthy environment isn't a birthright, it's luck.
Mm-hmm.
And that the birthright is that everyone deserves a healthy, clean environment to live in. And not everyone gets that. And so it's just share.
Mm-hmm.
You just learn that from age 4, to share your cookies, share your toys, share everything. And, you know, you do that when you're 4, but as you get older, you know, it's not cookies and toys anymore, but it's money and world and clothes and stuff like that. And these kids aren't asking for huge mansions and cars. They're just asking for a life,
right.
And no one should ask for a life.
I tell you, boy, I'm in love. Okay, so I tell you, everybody that's listening to my voice and listening to the voice of these incredible young people, this Saturday, June 10th at 6 p.m., Project SOAR will be hosting a fundraiser to raise money so that 10 children in Rwanda will be able to get an education next year for 1 year of their education. We also want to make sure that you know that there will be opportunities to buy food. We'll be taking up other. It's like I'm a part of the team now. They will be taking up other collections throughout the program. This is a good thing to do, to come out and support young people who absolutely believe that they have a role in making our world better. And so I want to thank you all for being here. I want to really applaud the work that you're doing, and I certainly understand why we got a proud mama sitting in the audience, because I'm proud of each one of you, and I only met you like 45 minutes ago, but I am so proud of you, and I'm so proud of the fact that you decided to stand up and make a difference. And so we've been talking to phenomenal young people who see themselves as world ambassadors and helping to make the world better for somebody else's kids. Project SOAR. Vancouver, Washington, Grant House, Officers Vol, June 10th, 6 p.m. It has been my absolute pleasure to have all of you on this show today. And you want to put a plug in for your school? What school you go to? I didn't even ask you that while we were on the air.
Cascadia.
Yeah. Cascadia Montessori, yeah.
That's right. Got to say it all. Come on. Because otherwise you're going to go back to school and the kids are going to say, you didn't even tell them where you were from. You know, what's up with that? Well, you guys have a fabulous day. And I think we're going to give Will an opportunity to take us out of here. So, Will, if you will, play us out of here.
And thank you.
Thank you.
You are very welcome. My pleasure.